Now, back to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Bridget Kay on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to Pep Talk with Bridget Kay.
This half hour is presented by Gulf Coast Air Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel, and we have Todd here from Gulf Coast Air Care. Situating your headphones there before we blow your eardrums out.
Golly, did I
miss Phil
Collins?
My fault.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just a little bit, but you know, we can always just sing it. Absolutely. What's
going
on?
Good morning, Bridget. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Let me not yell. Hi, Bridget. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully. Okay. Got to put on our calming voices today.
Yes, our calming. Well, let's use our indoor voices since we're going to talk about indoor air quality.
All right. Let's get it going.
Yeah. So, you know, I just want to follow up with some of the things Lisa was saying in the last half hour. However, you know, we always talk about the weather. We just had this weather segment going here, you know, like Bridget's magic weather future.
Yes.
Are you going to predict rain today?
With no fact checking before I say these things, there might be some scattered showers.
Oh, all right. I like that middle
That's
of the
That's why I do this and I don't do the weather part
That's
of everything.
That's pretty safe. There might be some scattered showers. That middle of the road could happen.
I know.
Maybe not.
It's very accurate for Florida reporting.
Might be a day to go to the beach.
Maybe not. You may be able to go out there for a couple hours, get rained on, and then you may be able to get back out there like there was no rain.
You know, that leads us into I have a house full of company. I have some cousins down from Illinois that we're calling them beach fugitives. And you know, the other cousin, because I know you're listening up there and wherever you're at, grain country. And
grain country,
you know, it's the corn belt.
Yep.
And so they're listening in today. I got a friend of mine that I used to fly in the Navy, Sandy. He's listening from Albany, New York. But the focus is on the people, the cousins that are here from Illinois, and they want to go to the beach. So yesterday we kind of did this run and gun out there, back, and then back out there when the weather got good. So we've had an eye on the weather, and we know that the weather always affects what's going on with Gulf Coast Air Care and the indoor environment. But just wanted to say a shout out to Amanda, Sid, Kelsey, and Will. Will is he's a cop on vacation. He's 24, and he is. Oh, I've just gotten such an amazing perspective from where he works and what he's going through and all this stuff. So just a shout out to all those guys. We're gonna get to the beach today. I'm looking at the weather, you guys, and our indoor air quality is going to come into effect later today.
I love it. Go enjoy the beach.
So we got our shout outs done there. So anyways, it's when we have a rainy week like this, the humidity has a profound effect on indoor air quality.
Mm-hmm.
And, and controlling that humidity, there's solutions for that, like Lisa was talking about in the last half hour. However, at Gulf Coast Air Care, I want to talk about some of the things that we look at. Our whole business is built, you may have heard me say this before, gaps, cracks, and holes. That's what we're chasing. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're trying to find. Because the duct system for the air conditioner that's trying to bring the indoor environment into a comfortable and healthy and energy efficient space, the duct system, oftentimes we see a lot of gaps, cracks, and holes, you know, and we fix those. We do. So gaps, cracks, and holes lead to suspect microbial growth. They lead to dirt, debris. They lead to high humidity. And we want to cleaning processes for that, sealing processes for that. We do a lot of duct redesign and situations where, I mean, you know, you live in a house that was built in the 70s or 80s. The air conditioner's been upsized twice. Nobody's ever looked at the duct. It was leaky. There are new standards now. That's where Gulf Coast Air Care can come in and help you resolve an issue that is kind of out of your control. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you're just like, God, we can't figure this out. It's not, you know, and you guys were talking about running the thermostat at 70 degrees.
Yeah.
The weather, the weather information, they'll give you the dew point temperatures. So we'll go into the science minute here. And the dew point temperature is when you get to dew point, you're sweating like the outside of a glass iced tea. So that's that moisture that's coming. So if you run your thermostat to where everything gets to dew point, everything that's at that temperature could potentially sweat. It doesn't always because of insulation and R value and all that stuff. And we're going to talk about some of the stuff I brought for show and tell. I was getting ready to leave the office this morning. And I, you know, I was doing show prep and I was getting ready to leave. And they're like, you're doing show and tell on the radio? How does that work? I was like, well, I work with Bridget Kay, so, you know, it's amazing. She can describe all this stuff. Yeah, she has the magic. Yeah. So anyways.
You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're really hyping me up today.
Well,
meteorologist.
You know,
theater
of the mind. Yeah. Theater of the mind.
Exactly.
You know? So you're kind of a theater girl, so, you know, theater of the mind is probably in your realm of possibilities.
Absolutely.
So when we go in and look at these duct systems that are dirty or we've got mold or we've got you know, moisture issues or uneven temperatures in the house, or, you know, it's not comfortable. Oftentimes what we find is, so I brought you a piece of 1.5-inch ductboard.
Okay.
So it comes in sheet goods and it comes in 4x10 sheets and you cut it and form it into a big square trunk line. And that's what's up in your attic. That's what's in the duct. And, you know, they've been using that for the last 30, 35, 40 years. Not exclusively, a lot of commercial stuff is still metal duct, but that is a porous product, so it's kind of a sponge, and it's made out of compressed fiberglass.
Yeah, so it's it's spongy,
right?
It's like an orange sponge, kind of feels like,
but it's rigid.
Yeah, and then it's hard on the outside.
Right, right, and so if you describe the outside case, which is the foil, so that reflects the heat off of that square trunk line where the airflow is passing through there.
Oh, okay.
So, and we find oftentimes that there is, if that gets wet, it just absorbs moisture like a sponge.
Okay.
You can see where that would happen. And if you cut into it, you can repair it fairly easy, but you can see what's going on. And they're like, oh man, we got a serious, she said petri dish issue, which, you know, that strikes for me because microbial growth gets in little round circles and it does look like a petri dish.
Ugh.
Where if you have dust or dirt buildup, and, you know, we spend a lot of time characterizing particulates and contaminants and all that. It's like, what does it look like? What can you describe? And you can look on the register or you can look on, you know, on the duct, on the outside of the unit, and you'll see spotting or you'll see this kind of black stuff, or you'll just see gray powdery dust. And that's a dust issue where if you have other things going on, like black spotting and it looks like a petri dish, then you've got microbial issues. And all those are moisture driven issues. So, you know, we're in the middle of rain week here. You know, we're going to go to the beach, but we got to hurry because it's going to rain on us. And that rain has a profound effect on our indoor air quality and all that stuff. So,
oh yeah,
let's you know, if we've touched on something that you can identify with, call us at Gulf Coast Air Care at 934-2768. We're over in Gulf Breeze. We have been for 26 years, almost 27. And our website,
that's awesome.
Is yeah, you know what, and look at me, I, you know, people think, geez, when did you start in high school?
I know. No, yeah, seriously. That was my next question.
So, you know, after a long and storied Navy career, I ended up as an indoor air quality specialist. I had no idea what I'm doing. And in the last 26 years, we have figured out a lot of stuff.
Yeah, because it's continuous education, too. And you and your team are continuing to learn and continuing to get certifications and all the things that you need to perform the best.
Thousands and thousands of hours of experience and education and classroom training. And, you know, once you see, you know, the same issue over and over and over again, you can kind of characterize and help people understand moisture drives a lot of the problems for comfort, for unhealthy buildings, and for microbial issues here in our climate. You know, it's like Lisa was saying, it's humid all the time. It's constantly humid, and that's a battle that you have to deal with. And when you have duckboard like what you have there, you know, it's kind of a sponge. So what you'll see on the backside, let's go back to our show and tell there. You see on the air side, so that's the outside, the white side there. So that's an antimicrobial paint. We've talked about this a little bit in the past. So that would normally kind of maybe be black, or it would just be kind of, you can see the other side that's not treated on that little piece there.
Oh.
So you can see the difference. And so we coat that with an anti, because when it gets contaminated, when it gets bad, if it's been wet or it's got microbial growth, you can clean the surface off, but sometimes you have to tear all that stuff completely out if it's condition 3 according to some of the standards that we work for.
So I have two different pieces
right
in my hands right now. Mm-hmm. So one of them is damaged and then the other one is clean. Is that what you're saying?
Well, one of them has been treated and the other is new. And it can be kind of damaged. That's what we look at when we look inside the duct and we're like, oh, man. So there's loose fiberglass particles going around in there. There could be microbial growth. I didn't want to bring a moldy piece of duct with me this morning. We got enough issues.
Glamorous
going
job
on
over here.
We're all wearing masks and we're, you know, hand sanitizer everywhere and all that.
I appreciate that.
Well, we don't need to bring all that. But so we recoat that surface. You see how smooth that white surface is there?
Uh-huh.
It's painted with an airless sprayer that has an antimicrobial paint that's been applied to it. And it has a 10-year limited warranty from the paint manufacturer. Not from us, but
cool.
from the paint manufacturer.
Well, awesome.
For no microbial growth on those coated surfaces.
Mm.
So rather than tear that out at, you know, thousands of dollars of cost, we can clean it and resurface it in a lot of cases. And we use that duct surface coating. And then we have a new viable surface. It's smooth. You don't get a lot of buildup on it and all that. And, you know, so you can continue using that duct. But, you know, oftentimes if you started with a 2.5-ton air conditioner and you now have a 3.5-ton air conditioner 40 years later and nobody's ever looked at the duct, it's probably time for a redesign or some sort of balance issue or further testing. And at Gulf Coast Air Care, we don't test. Mm. Or, I mean, we don't guess. We test everything. That was terrible. We don't guess. We test everything, you know. And that's one of the things that we kind of specialize, that, you know, that indoor air quality niche that I'm always talking about, where we're in there and we're those odd contractors that come out and focus on getting a house fixed, you know, with a prescribed scope of work and very specific things we're doing. We had one this morning that little gaps around where the sheetrock is cut through on the ceiling where the duct comes through. And the guy was getting leakage from the attic when the airflow was coming through the duct, and we're going to seal up all those little gaps, cracks, and holes, and we're going to be good to go.
Yeah,
good to go.
If you have a question or comment, this is a call-in show, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620, if you want to join in on the conversation or ask Todd a question.
Because you just get back to work. I know you're listening at the at office, and you don't need to be texting me any questions. Just get yourself back to work. He works for a big insurance company in Illinois. I know he's listening. He's slacking off this morning. So
absolutely. Well,
his
we appreciate you listening.
Down here on vacation, and he's stuck working.
I know.
Up
oh, jeez, that stinks.
Anyways, yeah.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, it's raining here.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It's gonna be. It's not gonna be nice here. I'm looking at that weather pattern. So, anyways.
Well, I know that's the only thing that stinks, and it really affects your indoor air quality and how you feel inside.
It does. It does. You know, and there's
and it's hot out.
We kind of categorize some of these indoor air quality issues in three buckets. Either the home is unhealthy, or the home is uncomfortable, or the home is super energy efficient. And all that goes back to, well, what kind of condition is the duct system in? And how's the air conditioner functioning? Is it making even temperatures throughout the house and all that? That's something at Gulf Coast Air Care that we can help you with. And if you don't want to air out your dirty laundry on the air here this morning, you can call us at the office, 934-2768. Obviously, that's an 850 zip code. Vanessa's over in Gulf Breeze. She's at her post. She is ready to go. Take your information. And you know what? We're still kind of in the beginning of air conditioning season, Bridget. So we're
that's
seeing,
hard to believe for me because it is hot outside.
It is. You know, we had that nice March and April, which really everybody was, we were kind of at home. We were working on the garden or the pool or the, you know, whatever we had going on. And the weather was really favorable. Well, now that the weather's gotten hot, the air conditioner's running, you know, it's probably running 50% of the time, 40% of the time in a 24-hour period, that thing's cycling on and off, on and off. You need to go outside. You need to find your drain line and make sure that it's got clean, clear water coming out of there. And, you know, the solution for a clogged-up drain line is put a little vinegar in the line there somewhere and let it flow through and clear that gunky stuff out of there. You know, we're still seeing a lot of those. I've done three or four service calls this week and three or four last week. It was clogged up drain line. You know, and a lot nowadays with the new technology, new systems, everybody's kind of got a float switch. So instead of having a flood in the house, you know, float switch shuts off the air conditioner. Of course, then you're in a panic like, oh, my God, you know, we need it. And it's always on a Friday or a Saturday and they call us. And, you know, we know once you talk to us about the situation you're having, like it was working, then it stopped working, it came back on. I'm just like, I know that's a drain line. It's floated up and then drained out and then floated up again. And, you know, that's something we can help you at Gulf Coast Air Care. If you have those kind of issues, don't let somebody tell you that you need a whole brand new air conditioning. You need an inspection and an evaluation of what's going on. You know, what kind of shape is the coil clean? Because that will affect all the junk that gets in the drain line.
Yeah. Oof. So, junk.
Yeah.
You know. Sounds gross.
So you said you live in a condo, but do you live on ground floor or are you on?
I am on the second floor.
Oh, you're on the second floor. So you have no idea where your air conditioner. It
I
probably
have
drains.
No idea. And I feel like I'm always moving, but I just recently moved in April. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm having to keep my, and you know what a problem that we're having, and maybe you can answer this question for me, is that my room feels like it is so hot compared to the master bedroom. Would that have anything to do with a filter problem or what?
The humidity's out of whack, right? Get that hygrometer out,
I have
Bridget.
It.
Come on, get that thing over there. And we want to be 40-50% is a comfort zone, and 60 is the threshold or the place where we start to have enough moisture to sustain mold and mildew and microbial growth. And so, you know, that's one of the things that, and everybody, they got one tool on the wall. It's a thermostat, you know, and you're bumping that number up, down, up, down. That's kind of the only control you have. Well, if you're aware enough to understand, oh, my humidity is at 58, 59, 60%. I've seen humidities at 72%. Like, how do you even stay in here with humidity? It's just like being outside. It's sticky. It's
totally
hot. It's miserable. And that's one of the things where if it's probably not comfortable and you're already running the thermostat below 75, you got a humidity issue, you know, and there's some gaps, cracks, and holes in the duct that's not allowing the air to come in and cool down, pull humidity out. Always, always, people, listen to me. Always use a bath fan. If you go in there, I don't care how ugly your bath fan is, how little airflow it is, it will pull some of the bulk moisture out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, you take a shower in there and all that moisture is built up in there. You want to use the bath fan to get rid of that. Otherwise, the air conditioner has to take it out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like Lisa was saying in the last half hour, the air conditioner is not the most super efficient way to remove bulk moisture from the indoor environment. But bulk moisture is certainly what makes you uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then having a tight duct system, a clean duct system with no gaps, cracks, and holes, that's what makes everything work in optimum conditions. So, and you know, right now, the more the air conditioner runs, the more you get some help from the AC running. So the more that it runs, it impacts your indoor air quality, but it'll make things more comfortable. But you know, if you get a dew point temperature on the, you know, the weather says, oh, you know, today's dew point temperature is 70 degrees. You know, we had one of those on a hot, humid, sticky day after what Cristobal came through.
Yeah.
And you know, anybody who's running their air conditioner at 70 degrees, you're going to start sweating, moisture dripping, and all that. That's another issue with moisture and gaps, cracks, and holes where the hot and cold moisture is mixing from the attic or from the unconditioned space.
There's so much to think about.
Oh, my gosh. Help us. Just call Gulf Coast Air Care, 934-2766.
Leave it up to the pros if you're like me.
Well, and you know, so there are a few things that we can help you and coach you with and where you don't need a professional to come out. You know, call us and give us your situation. We'd be happy to help you, consult with you, and, you know, kind of talk you through a situation where, yeah, you know, we have this awesome technology. Everybody's got this super high megapixel camera in their pocket. Go text me a picture of your outside unit. You can't figure out which one's the drain line because it's buried in the mud out there. You got to dig that thing out. Text me some pictures. I'll help you get that figured out. And if you need our help, Gulf Coast Air Care, 934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. And hopefully we're going to have some linkage or some sort of, you know, I don't know the tech terms. I'm not a web guy at all.
Oh, okay. So this is all available as a podcast as well.
Yeah,
so if you miss any part of our segment or
any
different shows that we have, I mean, throughout, I mean, any of our shows on the Pensacola Expert Panel, but specifically Gulf Coast Air Care, they're all available on our news radio website under the podcast page or anywhere you stream any of your info.
Right.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all those things. And it's also going to be available on Todd's website,
is. So, and, you know, the dog starts barking, the phone rings like, oh, what did he say? What did he say? You can go back and find the points that we were talking about. You know, you can hear that we did shout outs to all these people. And
I know
you
we can
hear
prove
that we talked
to
about
your
the
family
weather.
That
yeah,
we're
yeah,
actually
so,
talking about
anyway,
them
yeah, right,
and
right.
things like that. And you can hear about all the show and tell that Todd is bringing me, which I love. And
yeah.
see, this is something that I would never even know, like what
so
it looked like
on.
When we're talking about it.
You know, and duckboard is, you know, people say, oh, yeah, that big square thing up there. Yeah. And does it look like it's covered in foil? Yes. Okay. So there's a piece of it. That's duckboard. And that's pushing, you know, the older stuff was only an inch thick. So the R value was not nearly as good. So, you know, you're trying to push that cool air throughout the whole house and you do it through a leaky one-inch duct system, it may be time to think of some upgrades or at least some sealing. And, you know, that's kind of where we specialize. That's where we focus on making sure that the air conditioning is right, the duct system is right, the airflow and the balance is right, you know, and just getting even temperatures and not mold blown. You know, I get these calls all the time. I got black stuff blown out. Like, oh, yeah. So it's built up in there. The mushrooms are breaking off
snow?
And tumbling through the the ductwork. Well, when we
gross.
Make it snow, that's usually a dryer vent cleaning.
Uh-huh.
And we're down almost to the end of June, but we still have our dryer vent cleaning special for this month.
Oh, yeah. We haven't even talked about
so,
the special.
Yeah, yeah. So it's almost a 30% discount from our regular pricing on dryer vents. And when we start cleaning that lint and that stuff out of your dryer vent outside, we make it snow in a lot of cases. Like,
oof.
Oh my God, I didn't, no wonder the beach towels.
Yeah.
When we went to the beach, when it wasn't raining last week, when the cousins weren't here, no wonder the beach towels take so long to dry because the dryer vent is stopped up with lint and all kinds of junk up inside there. And you know, that can be a fire hazard. You know, if you have a dryer vent fire, it's like a stage 5 afterburner from a Blue Angel jet going inside your house if it catches on fire. You know, and there's wet material in there oftentimes. Just, you know, there are a lot of organizations and a lot of associations, and there's Gulf Coast Air Care. We all recommend get your dryer vent cleaned annually. You just need to do that. It's a life safety issue. So, and we're running a special this month. Call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 934-2768. We're over in Gulf Breeze. We are licensed contractors in Florida and in Alabama. I just started recently doing my continuing education credits for, you know, the state of Florida. You have to do stuff every 2 years. So I've got that going on. And I do that for Florida and Alabama to stay current. But we're licensed heating and air conditioning contractors. But we kind of are focused on this, you know, unhealthy buildings and uncomfortable buildings and energy inefficient buildings, and we can help you. And you know, the chase is about gaps, cracks, and holes. I have a staff
gaps, cracks, and holes.
Gaps, cracks,
that's
and
what
holes.
We should like name this episode when I put it on the website.
Yeah, there we go.
The one about gaps, cracks, and holes.
And you know what I always
Alrighty.
Say, Bridget? One of the easy things that you can do as a consumer, if you own a house, change your air filter. Get a
yes.
good air filter, because if you don't have a good air filter,
you are one. You know, I look forward to saying that, you know, twice
well,
a month.
You know, it's my fun thing. And I'm not doing as many meetings as I used to in with the networking and the whole COVID thing and all the, you know, kind of the different places we're doing. You know, I could go around town and say, if you don't have a good air filter, and then the room would answer, you are one. So, you know. Change your air filter, people. Check your drain line and call us at Gulf Coast Air Care at 934-2768. Go to our website, gulfcoastaircare.com, and I will be happy to have somebody consult with you, help you figure out what you got going in your indoor environment.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Todd. It's always a pleasure.
It's been great.